The Situation Room is cold and quiet. A single folder sits open on the table in front of you, stamped with a threat assessment your intelligence team rates at 87% confidence. A coordinated bombing, a major Allied capital's metro system. 72 hours, projected casualties, in the hundreds. Stopping it is possible, but the path is narrow. Your CIA director, Karen Whitfield, lays out the problem plainly. The host country's intelligence service has a leak. Someone inside is feeding information directly to the cell. The last time you shared with them, a raid came up empty, and two of your assets were killed. You could authorize a covert operation on Allied soil. It would almost certainly work, and it would almost certainly be discovered. Your national security advisor warns that attribution could fracture the alliance and trigger a diplomatic crisis that takes years to repair. Or you could share the intelligence anyway, leak and all, and push for a joint operation. The attack might still be stopped. Or the cell gets tipped off again. A third path, share a sanitized version of the intelligence, stripping out the details most likely to expose sources. It limits the damage if it leaks, but it may also limit the response. A fourth, bring in a close ally through a secure back channel. Share the burden, share the accountability. But that takes time you may not have. Karen is waiting. The clock is running. What's your call?